When you write Python scripts to automate security tasks, scanning a network, parsing log files, or detecting suspicious patterns, you quickly realize that reinventing every function from scratch is neither efficient nor realistic. Python solves this problem with a system of modules, packages, and a tool called pip that lets you install and reuse code written by others. Understanding this system is essential for any professional who wants to work efficiently in cybersecurity and DevSecOps. A module is simply a Python file containing functions, variables, and classes that you can reuse in your own scripts. When you write a Python script and save it as a .py file, you have already created a module, even if you do not think of it that way. The real power comes when you import that code into another script using the import keyword. For example, imagine you have a file called utils.py that contains a function to check whether an IP address is valid. Instead of rewriting that function in every new script, you simply import it. Import utils. utils.check_ip/192.168.1.1. You can also import only a specific function from a module using the from import syntax. From utils import check_ip/192.168.1.1. This second approach is useful when you only need one or two functions from a large module, keeping your code cleaner and reducing unnecessary loading. Python also allows you to give an alias to a module at import time, which is common with frequently used modules. Importos is operating_system. This is purely a matter of convenience and readability, but it is a pattern you will see constantly in real-world security scripts. Python comes with a large collection of built-in modules that are available without any installation. These are part of what is called the Python Standard Library. You have already encountered some of these indirectly. The open function for reading files, for example, relies on built-in capabilities, but there are many others that are particularly useful in a security context. Here are some important standard library modules worth knowing. OS provides functions to interact with the operating system, such as listing files in a directory, checking if a file exists, or running system commands. For example, os.listeditor/var/log returns the list of files in the log directory. Sys gives access to interpreter-related information, such as command line arguments passed to a script using sys.argv. RE stands for regular expressions. This module is extremely powerful for searching and matching patterns in text, for example to detect suspicious strings in a log file. DateTime used to work with dates and times, which is essential when analyzing log files with timestamps. JSON used to parse and generate data in the JavaScript object notation format, which is widely used in web application programming interfaces. Subprocess allows you to launch external processes and system commands directly from Python, which is useful for orchestrating security tools. A socket provides low-level network communication capabilities, such as connecting to a remote host or creating a simple port scanner. Hashlib, used to compute cryptographic hash values, such as the SHA-256 hash of a file, which is a common operation in integrity verification and malware analysis. Base64, used to encode and decode data in the Base64 format, often used in web authentication headers and obfuscated payloads. To use any standard library module, you simply import it at the top of your script. No installation is required because these modules are included with Python itself. A package is a collection of modules grouped together under a single directory. Technically, a package is just a folder containing multiple .py files and a special file called __init_.py, which tells Python that this folder should be treated as a package. This structure allows you to organize larger code bases into logical units. For example, a security toolkit project might have a package structure like this. security_toolkit/__init_.py, scanner.py, parser.py, reporter.py. You could then import from this package in your main script like this. From security_toolkit import scanner. scanner.run_scan 10.0.0.0/24. Packages are the foundation of how third-party libraries are distributed and installed. When you install a library using pip, you are almost always installing a package or a set of packages that someone else has written and published. Pip is the standard package manager for Python. Its name originally stood for pip installs packages. It is the tool you use from your terminal, command line, to download and install third-party Python packages from the Python Package Index, which is a public online repository of thousands of open-source Python libraries. The basic command to install a package is pip install package_name. For example, to install the popular library called requests, which simplifies sending HTTP requests. Pip install requests. Once installed, you can import and use it in any Python script on that machine. Import request response equals request.get https://example.com print response.status underscore code. To see all the packages currently installed in your Python environment, you can run pip list to remove a package you no longer need. Pip uninstall package underscore name. To install a specific version of a package, important for reproducibility in professional projects. Pip install requests equals equals 2.28.0. In a professional or team environment, it is standard practice to keep a file called requirements.txt that lists all the packages a project depends on, along with their versions. This file allows any team member to recreate the exact same environment by running pip install rrequirements.txt. A typical requirements.txt file looks like this. Requests equals equals 2.28.0. Paramico equals equals 3.1.0. Python nmap equals equals 0.7.1. This practice is fundamental in DevSecOps pipelines, where you need to guarantee that the same code runs consistently across development, testing, and production environments. There are several third-party packages that are especially relevant in the cybersecurity and automation domain. Requests, the most widely used library for making HTTP requests, essential for interacting with web application programming interfaces, sending form data, handling authentication, and testing endpoints. Paramico, a library for handling the Secure Shell Protocol, SSH, connections in Python, very useful for automating remote server interactions. Python nmap, a Python wrapper around the nmap network scanner, allowing you to run network scans and parse the results programmatically. Scapy, a powerful packet manipulation library that allows you to craft, send, and capture network packets, used in network security research and testing. Cryptography, a library providing cryptographic primitives such as encryption, decryption, and digital signatures. PyAML, used to parse and generate the YAML format, which is commonly used in configuration files and DevSecOps pipeline definitions. NSPython, used for domain name system, DNS, queries, useful when performing reconnaissance during a penetration test. One important concept to understand is the difference between a global installation and a virtual environment. When you install a package globally using pip, it becomes available to all Python projects on your machine. This can cause conflicts when different projects require different versions of the same package. A virtual environment is an isolated Python environment dedicated to a single project. You create one using the built-in Venv module. Python mvenv my underscore env. You then activate it, on Linux or Mac OS, source my underscore env slash bin slash activate, on Windows, my underscore env backslash scripts backslash activate. Once activated, any pip install command will only affect that isolated environment, leaving your global Python installation untouched. This is a professional best practice, especially in DevSecOps contexts where you might be managing multiple projects with conflicting dependencies. From a security perspective, it is critical to be aware that not all packages published on the Python package index are safe. Attackers have published malicious packages with names very similar to legitimate ones, a technique called typosquatting, in order to trick developers into installing malware. For example, a package called RayKs, missing the es, instead of the legitimate requests could be a trap. Best practices to protect yourself. Always verify the exact name of a package before installing it. Check the number of downloads and the publication date on the Python Package Index website. In enterprise environments, use a private package repository that only contains vetted and approved libraries. Use software composition analysis tools, part of a DevSecOps pipeline, to automatically scan your dependencies for known vulnerabilities. These tools check your requirements.txt against databases of known security issues. Keep your dependencies updated regularly to benefit from security patches. To summarize the key ideas of this chapter, a module is a single Python file, .py, that can be imported into other scripts. A package is a directory of modules with an underscore init underscore .py file. The Python standard library provides a large set of built-in modules, OS, sys, re, JSON, hashlib, socket, etc., that require no installation. Pip is the command line tool for installing third-party packages from the Python package index. A requirements.txt file records all project dependencies and their versions for reproducibility. Virtual environments isolate project dependencies to avoid conflicts. Security awareness is essential when selecting and installing third-party packages. As you move forward in your journey toward becoming a cybersecurity and DevSecOps specialist, you will constantly rely on this ecosystem. Nearly every tool you use, from automating HTTP requests to scanning networks or parsing configurations, will involve importing modules, installing packages with pip, and managing dependencies carefully. Building solid habits around this now will make your future scripts more robust, maintainable, and secure.